Against All Odds, that is the title of a conference taking place at the Clayton Silver Springs Hotel in Cork on Thursday, November 15th. And it's going to bring together, it's a collaboration of influential speakers coming together to enlighten, inspire, and to share their personal life, life-changing events with all of you. Now, it's all put together by Teletalks, which is a new Cork initiative founded by Philip O'Byrne from Carrigaline. And I'm delighted that he is on the line to have a chat with me now. Philip, a very good evening.
Good evening, Dara.
Listen, you're very welcome to CRY here in Youghal and to talk about this initiative that you founded, Teletalks. How did it all come about?
Okay, so I mean, the inspiration, I suppose, behind the whole Teletalks and behind the Against All Odds in particular came from a couple of years ago. I was working with this teenage guy who had gone through a horrendous, horrendous time between depression, anxiety, alcohol abuse, drug abuse, tobacco abuse, and self-harm. And over a period of about 10 years, he had suffered and was almost a lost cause to all of the addictions and the consequences of them. And in the later years, when I was working with him, I saw some changes, and then a dramatic change where he actually turned everything around, totally against all odds, because, to be honest, he would have been written off as, you know, being in the psychiatric services or being confined to alcohol treatments or whatever. But he managed to come off the drugs, come off the tobacco, come off the alcohol, everything, turned his life around, got a house, got a car, got a good job, and is living a life totally, totally different from what, you know, might have been expected as being a no hope. And having watched this, I believe, you know, that there's an innate ability and spirit in us all to withstand or to change or to come around from, you know, matter what, whatever can happen. And that was really the inspiration, because I started looking at other people who had achieved things against all odds. And I spoke to all of the six speakers and many, many others as well. And I was amazed at the stories, the adventures that were out there of people who achieved something, achieved success, totally against the odds.
Yeah, and I suppose, look, it's true to say, Philip, look, we've all probably hit a brick wall at some moment in our life. And at that time, you know, we might not see the light at the end of the tunnel, but we just need that little bit of inspiration, that little bit of a pick-me-up again to get back on the road of life and to get our lives back on track. And as I look through the six speakers that you referred to, there literally is something there for everybody. Dave O'Brien, somebody I know quite well back in the day when he worked for Annie Moores, an inspirational worldwide speaker on health and well-being, but he's also a world record holder. He's a fantastic runner of marathons and anything else that he could run it.
Indeed, and I mean, you know, when people talk about marathons, they think of the 26 miles, 385-yard marathons that you see in Boston, New York, Cork. I mean, the marathons that Dave O'Brien has run are desert marathons. They're 240 kilometres run over 4 days in the hottest, coldest places on Earth. And he's the oldest man to actually achieve the four desert marathons, the Atacama Desert, the Gobi Desert, the Sahara, and if you want to call Antarctica a desert. And he's the only Irish man to do it. He's the oldest man on Earth to have completed the four and holds the world record for them. And he is an inspiration because this is an endurance beyond what many of us see as endurance. This is way, way beyond that. And he talks a lot about not alone the physical capabilities that one would need, but the mindset and the fitness. And he speaks about health quite a lot, and one of his great phrases is, you know, you may be fit, but are you healthy? And they're the kind of things he's going to be sharing with the audience at the Against All Odds conference.
Somebody else that jumps off the page of me is John Lonergan. I'm sure a lot of listeners will be familiar with that name. John was former governor of Mountjoy in Portlaoise prisons, and I've heard him speak before and share his insights into the human condition, where he would actually have encountered people who have, you know, through no fault of their own or whatever, that, you know, they've fallen by the wayside, they've ended up in jail, but he has seen ways for them to be rehabilitated and to give them that sense of courage to get back on the straight and narrow.
Indeed. I mean, his total outlook on rehabilitation would be very, very different from what you would expect of the governor of a prison. And because he saw the capabilities, he saw the potential, he saw what could change within the human psyche. And he tells some fascinating stories of the relationships that he built up with some of the prisoners and their outlook on life, their mindset. And, you know, there's a theme coming through all this, that there is, despite, you know, whatever challenges, whatever goes wrong, being in jail or whatever, there is an innate ability and spirit within us all to do the right thing. And it's somewhere along the line it gets sidetracked, but it seems to keep coming back to, you know, do the right thing. And he would have seen that in quite a lot of the prisoners, and he'd often talk about, you know, how we bring about change. And he would really say, like, you know, a lot of the change is already there within somebody, you just have to, you know, tap into it. And he's a very influential speaker. He's sought all over Ireland. He gives talks to parenting groups, to businesses, to a lot of different groups. And, you know, when I'm talking about this conference and I speak about John Lonergan, they say, yeah, I've heard him. I could listen to him all night. He has a great, compassionate way of telling stories. So, yeah, really looking forward to hearing his outlook about the mindset of people.
Now, the other thing that I suppose that a lot of people will identify with, if you've been diagnosed with a chronic illness, it's that sense of fear and of the unknown. No more than myself with MS. You know, when you get that diagnosis, you don't know what tomorrow brings. But you've got Karen Dwyer. At 26, she was diagnosed with MS, and she's going to share her story of how she was able to master the illness, get on top of it, and get on with life.
Exactly. And I mean, 2 years ago, I was diagnosed with type 2 diabetes, and I would have been an adventure cyclist, a long distance cyclist and hill walker. And this was a devastating, you know, news to me at the time. But then, you know, I got on and saw what I could do, and eventually reversed the symptoms of the diabetes too, where I can actually still do the endurance cycles and still climb the mountains. And here we have a girl, Karen Dwyer, at age 26, on the verge of a multi-million euro business deal, who was suddenly struck down with MS, and that business potential wasn't able to be materialized. And she went through the different treatments, and she'll tell her story on the night, but she is now, you know, 10 years later, living MS symptom free. I don't want to say that to anybody that, you know, I've cured MS, but the symptoms are no longer there, and the brain scans that she got have you know, confirmed that, whereas the brain scans she had when she was 26 would have been the same as you would expect from an 80-year-old, and these are her own words. So she has a fascinating story. I mean, and she's the author of The Attitude with Gratitude, and she spends a lot of her time coaching and speaking and enlightening people of her story and how, you know, she took on the challenges that, you know, that she faced. So that, I think that will be very enlightening and very inspiring to anybody, because we all come across people who have, you know, been hit with one diagnosis or another. And I think this will be of great inspiration to many, many people.
Now, Philip, I'm sure there's not a listener out there that isn't familiar with the twins Hassan and Hussein. Those twins were co-joined at birth, and I mean, they received a lot of media attention at the time. But their mother, Angie Benhafif, is going to be there as well to share her story, which I think, you know, for mothers and for parents in general, it's going to be an interesting insight to how she coped with that, and she'll probably tell us how they're getting on today.
Absolutely. I mean, they're fascinating, fascinating kids. And the compelling thing about this, when I was speaking to Angie, was that she mentioned at her 12-week scan that she was told that if she continued with her pregnancy, there's a 70% chance that all three of them would die. And here was someone faced with a choice, you know, with a challenge and a choice. What do you do? And, you know, she took the chance. And today, 8.5 years later, those boys are doing indoor rock climbing. They're away to basketball up in Belfast at the weekend. Their dream is to become Irish Paralympians. They're full of energy, full of enthusiasm. They've gone through 45 surgeries since they were separated. And, you know, with courage and with belief and with enthusiasm, with a smile on their face, they're fascinating kids, an inspiration to everybody. And Angie, with her decisions and her final outcomes, you know, is a huge inspiration to anybody who's faced with a challenge. Because, you know, some of these speakers brought on these challenges themselves. The likes of Henk van der Klok and Dave O'Brien, they decided this is what they're going to do. Angie Benhafef and Karen Dwyer had these choices and decisions imposed. They had no say in the matter other than the challenges were imposed. So what were the choices? And to be brave, to make the choice, to have the positive outcome and to inspire others. Because like these kids, only last year for the first time did they get on a plane that wasn't associated with pain. Every time over the last 8 years that they got on a plane, they were going to the Great Ormond Children's Hospital in London for more surgery. And earlier this year, they went to America on a holiday, and it was actually the first time, you know, that the journey wasn't associated with pain. So absolutely, you know, heartwarming, fascinating story, and told from the heart. So it's going to be and it will appeal to parents, it will appeal to mothers, it will appeal to anybody who, you know, with a human heart, this is a real human story.
And look, we have Henk van der Klok is going to be there. He's walking from Holland to Jerusalem. I mean, I go for a walk every evening. I never thought about walking from Holland to Jerusalem. But we also have Karen Underwood, who a lot of listeners will be familiar with. She's a Chicago-born soul singer living in Cork. And I know she has a fascinating life. We won't go too much into that to give too much away. But what I want to focus on, Philip, is where can people get tickets? That's the most important thing.
And that's very easy. You can go on to uticket.ie and you can book the tickets there. There's two levels of tickets. There's a platinum ticket with premium seats at €50 and there's the standard ticket at €40. And that can be booked through uticket.ie. And if anybody goes on to the website as well at teletalks.ie, they'll be able to get the links there and find out a lot more information about the event, the speakers themselves. There's some videos of the speakers giving a bit of information about themselves. There's the information about the booking, when it's on, where it's on, Clayton Silver Springs. It's an evening conference, I meant to say, as well. It's on at 7 p.m. Each speaker will be speaking for approximately 20 minutes. And Clayton Silver Springs Hotel, and booking through uticket.ie.
Sounds like it's going to be a fantastic event. Against all odds, I think it's a wonderful title, and all six speakers will be sharing their story, how they've battled against the odds at different moments in their life to achieve different things. And as Philip has rightly said, you can go to uticket.ie to book tickets, or go to the website teletalks.ie and you can book your tickets that way as well. But Philip, listen, it's been a pleasure talking to you. I hope to be there myself on the evening. But listen, well done. And this is just the beginning, obviously, for Teletalks, but I think it's going to be an inspirational evening for a lot of people.
Thank you very much. I mean, it's going to be a fascinating evening. The tickets are just great interest between the newspapers and through the social media as well. And the tickets are moving nicely along. So we're really, really pleased with developments so far and really, really looking forward to the night on the 15th of November.
Indeed, and we'll get a podcast of the interview up on our website as well later on. But Philip, in the meantime, thanks for taking the time to talk to us, and the best of success against all the odds.
You're welcome, and it's great to be on the show.
Great stuff, Philip. Have a great evening.
Thank you very much.
Take care. Bye-bye. And there we had Philip O'Byrne, and he is the founder of Teletalks and Against All Odds Conference in the Clayton Hotel, Silver Springs, Cork, on November the 15th. Six speakers: Karen Dwyer, Dave O'Brien, Karen Underwood, John Lonergan, Henk van der Klok, and Angie Ben-Haf-Af.